If a being wants their dreams to come true, they must wake up. If a being wants their dreams to come true, they must wake up. 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 If a being wants their dreams to come true, they must wake up. We all have a tendency to be dreamers, to be sleepy, to be sort of set back, not really outward and going. We have a mannerism about ourselves of being slack, not movers, not prime movers of the greatness of ourselves, the greatness of our life. But we can be, if we would wake up. If we would just wake up. If a being wants his dreams to come true, he has to wake up. If a being wants their dreams to come true, they have to wake up. Now, what does it mean to wake up? When you are sleeping, you are unaware of what's going on around you. You're unaware of the world in which you live. And when you wake up, you're aware of the sun, the moon, the stars. You're aware of the wind and the rain. You're aware of the snow. You're aware of the wonderful experiences that life in wakefulness brings to each of us. And when we are aware of what life brings to each of us, we find out that it's pretty exciting. It's pretty wonderful. It's pretty fantastic. But if you're sleeping, you have no idea what's going on. You have no idea what is taking place in the world. We might be a Ripped Van Winkle and sleep for 40 years or 70 years and have the whole world change tremendously in that time, and we had no idea that it happened. We had no idea that it was taking place. The only idea that we had that was taking place was that we just felt ourselves being comfortable and unaware. We were unaware. We were unaware of what was going on around us. We were unaware of the weather. We were unaware of people. We were unaware of what the world was doing. And then we wake up. And we wake up and we say, wow, how great this is. Here we are on a rocket traveling to the moon. Here we are on these space cars. Here we are with telephones. Here we are with all sorts of things that Rip Van Winkle did not know when he took his nap. But later, when he woke up, he found out the world was filled with magic. The world was filled with wonder. The world was filled with excitement. The world was filled with grand and glorious things. And all he had to do was wake up. If a being wants their dreams to come true, wake up. So if we want our dreams to come true, we wake up. What dream do you have? Do you have a dream that you're going to be in a world of peace and joy and harmony? Are you going to be in a world of love and magic? Are you going to be in a world of truth? What kind of a world are you going to be in? What kind of a world do you want to be in? You have a chance now. You're dreaming. Oh, we do that every night. We're dreaming. And what do we dream about? Do we dream about the now? Do we dream about life as it can be, as we create it? Do we dream about the loving relationships that we have with our friends and our neighbors and our family and our world? Do we dream about all of the marvelous vehicles that we have? Do we dream about all the beautiful garden of flowers popping up and bringing us their scent and color so marvelous? Do we dream about our spouse? And do we dream about our mother and father? Do we dream about our children? Do we dream about our children being wonderful, fantastic, glorious all the time, being fulfilling all the time to themselves, to their own rewarding selves the magic that they're going to bring forth as beings on this earth. What do we dream about? Well, wake up. Wake up and begin to recognize that those dreams are taking place right now. Every moment of your life, every moment of my life, they're happening. Every time I visit my son at his Earth Star Aircraft Company, he started it from nothing and he built it into a wonderful company. And he has clients all over the world who buy his gas-powered and electric-powered ultralight aircraft. And then I talk with him and I think, we'll talk about airplanes and we'll talk about those things. And I find that he is greater than that. He goes beyond there. He speaks about what's going on in the world, and he speaks about the power that our word has to bring things forth in our world. And he brings things forth that I had never dreamed of even thinking or imagining. But he lived it, and he lives it, because he is awake. He is alert. He is aware of what's going on in the world. I am awake, alert, aware of what's going on in the world, but my world is just a little different. And you are awake and aware and alert to what's going on in the world, but your world too is a little different than all those around you. You bring the magic of yourself to the world. You bring the magic of yourself to life. You bring the magic of yourself to the allness. And as you bring this magic of yourself to the allness, you are awake. You are alert. You are shining forth with the magic of who you are. You are the one who brings forth the Einsteinian ideas. You are the one who brings forth the Bachian music. You are the one who is the fulfillment of the magic of every area of life, because you are the one who made it happen by your thought, by your dream, by your wonderment, by your magic, and by your allness. You're the one who brought it forth. You're the one who brought it forth, and you're the one who will always bring it forth, because you are the one who makes it happen. And you are the one who gives it life. You're the one who gives it power. You're the one who gives it all that is beautiful and good. You're the one. Yes, you're the one, and how great that is. How great that is. But it's only there because you woke up. You opened your eyes and looked about yourself and said, this is a glorious world. Everything is good on this earth. And you look at the flowers growing. You look at the trees growing. You look at the people being vital, dynamic, alive. You look at all of life and you say, it is good and very good. And you are the one. You are the one. And you woke up. Yes. You woke up. If a being wants his dreams to come true, he must wake up. If you want your dreams to come true, wake up. If you want your life to shine like the beautiful gem that it is, wake up. If you want your children to be fabulous, wake up and see that they already are. If you want your parents to be fabulous, wake up and realize they already are. If you want you and your family to be fabulous, wake up and realize they already are. They already are so glorious, so fulfilling, so rewarding, so magical, but only because that's the way you are. And through your eyes, you see them. Now see yourself as awake. See yourself as alert. See yourself as alive. See yourself as doing all the things that are the most joyous, wonderful, happy things that life could ever bring forth. And see yourself doing it now, because now is the acceptable time for all that is good and beautiful. Now is the acceptable time for all that is wonderful. Now is the acceptable time. And now is the only time. So say for yourself, I like everybody in this world. I like me, I like me, I like me. And say, I love you, I love you, I love you.